Another Uber executive is leaving the company. Emil Michael, a senior vice president, made an announcement to staff today, according to Recode. And Uber's board is reportedly weighing a leave of absence for CEO and co-founder Travis Kalanick as part of a broader shakeup to try to improve company culture. The board voted unanimously over the weekend to adopt a range of recommendations about Uber's corporate culture that came from former Attorney General Eric Holder. The company has been facing accusations that it doesn't take sexual harassment, discrimination, or bullying seriously. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
So we don't yet know exactly what the recommended changes are from this Holder report that the board voted to adopt, but what was the investigation focused on?
Focused on sexual harassment, focused on sexism, on a broken corporate culture that encourages employees to skirt laws and treat their fellow colleagues poorly and do anything to improve the bottom line. It is trying to get to the bottom of one of the more public and infamous sort of corporate culture blowups that we've seen in recent memory. And this was all triggered by a blog post. Former Uber engineer Susan Fowler wrote a blog post that was detailing sexism and harassment that she faced at the company. This created a firestorm. It prompted this investigation into the company's work culture, and it is targeting even Travis Kalanick and his behavior as boss. And it's just remarkable because this is in addition to a criminal probe that Uber faces over software it used to evade authorities. It's in addition to a lawsuit from Google's self-driving car division over stolen technology. Just an enormous amount of negative news swirling right now about Uber.
And yet the Ubers are still driving all over the place and people are taking them.
Yes, they are. I'm still taking them, right, when I use Lyft and Uber about equally. The company itself seems to be showing significantly growing revenue. We don't yet – last time it was valued about $70 billion, one of the highest valuations ever for a private company, an incredible corporate accomplishment. There's no doubt about that. It is a remarkable company from a bottom-line perspective, a revenue perspective. But, you know, these issues go right to the heart of Uber's talent. And any company is only as good as its people. And Uber is losing people left and right from the top to the bottom. You have executives leaving. You have Kalanick facing a possible leave. You have attrition at the bottom, people leaving the company because they feel like it's a sinking ship. It is really a crisis, a cultural crisis, the likes of which we just haven't seen in recent memory in Silicon Valley.
Well, let's talk about Travis Kalanick because he has been at the center of this story all along. And as you say, we're waiting to find out if he's going to be asked to take a leave right now. But are there good and bad things about Travis Kalanick? Is there a reason he's been able to hold on this long, despite the fact that we and others have been doing stories about all the turmoil at Uber for weeks and months?
Culture starts at the top, for good and for bad. Kalanick is clearly an entrepreneurial genius, an operational genius. He has built a $70 billion company, at least in terms of its last valuation, that has had to compete in an incredibly crowded marketplace. You know, I live in New York. People listening might be living in Boston, Austin, Seattle, all over the country. There are so many options to drive around, taxis, your own car, and yet Uber has thrived in this incredibly crowded atmosphere. That is an incredible statement of its corporate genius. But at the same time, that genius has been built on a culture that is clearly sick in some way. You have a culture where sexual harassment seems to be rampant, where women don't feel comfortable working for the company. And it took this blog post to sort of shine a bright light on that fact. And so from the top to the bottom, I think it's fair to say that Kalanick is responsible, even if he didn't necessarily know about all these incidences. He sets the tone for his company, and he is responsible as much for its successes as for its corporate widespread failures.
Well, and we have to think of the parallels here between what's happening at Uber and what just happened at Fox News, or what is happening at Fox News, where you also had a lot of allegations of sexual harassment. But in the end, Roger Ailes had to go. He has since passed away, but he had to go, and Kalanick is at the moment still there.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, in many ways, Fox News and Uber, you know, are nothing alike, right? They're in completely different industries. But at the same time, they're both interesting examples of how a high-flying company can be absolutely brought down by issues of corporate culture. And that it's not just a matter of, you know, one woman's story or one man's story. That when you hear of a single incident, a little bit of smoke, there seems to be a conflagration underneath it. That, you know, people looking into Fox News have realized that the sexual harassment allegations were much more widespread than a single person's testimony. Same thing with Uber, that it's not just a single blog post. It's not just one or two features or stories. It's something that's happening culture-wide. And ironically, I think it's important to point out that there's a difference between a great startup culture and a great CEO culture. And it's possible that many of the attributes that made Uber revered and so successful when it was an upstart, like a disregard for established rules and a mentality that's all about kind of a loosey-goosey frat culture that was right. attractive to a lot of programmers at the beginning, are now all hamstringing the company today.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.